are your camps going so far?
I feel good, and I feel like they put me in a good place. And moving forward, I look to improve on what I've put on film.
How much have you rushed from the inside in your career before this?
Every once in a while, like based on game plans and stuff. I think it's a situational thing here too, so I'm excited to get after it there.
Well, what's the biggest difference about rushing inside, and how comfortable are you?
I'm pretty comfortable, and Coach Nielsen's put, you know, a good arsenal of moves for me. You know, he's explaining it really well, and you know, moving forward, it's not that much difference on the outside. It just happens a little quicker.
Do you have to use different moves than you do outside?
No, like I said, it just happens quicker.
Have the coaches talked to you about if you would be rushing from inside more? Is that their expectation of you? Have they said anything to you about that?
Well, the plan on the D-line, you know, on third downs is to get after the quarterback, and if they see that I can do that better on the inside or the outside, wherever I got to line up, it's the same, you know, general moves, just quicker.
Obviously, you missed some time. What would you say you're right now in the playbook?
Playbook, I feel fine, and even on the field, I feel fine. It's just working back into it, getting, you know, the feel of it again, the feel of the game, the quickness, you know, and having that first game, you know, they put me in a good position. I felt good about it. And moving forward, it's just going to be the same.
As a rookie, though, when you do miss time like that, especially your first training camp, how frustrating was that period for you?
I wasn't frustrated. It was the move that needed to be done. And I got back into the Chargers camp. I got good reps. You know, and Coach Nielsen has a good plan and all that other stuff. So they're taking care of me.
How about as far as your contribution and special teams? What is your involvement?
I mean, that's up to the coaches. You know, I'm putting my best foot forward, and if they see me playing, then I'm going to play.
So, I mean, what units are you on?
All four.
What do you learn from watching Cam Jordan?
A lot, and it's not just watching him. He explains things in our meeting room. He's a good leader and, you know, really somebody to emulate in our room.
Does he have kind of a unique rushing style?
Yes, but he also knows, you know, how to teach other players based on their rushes too. It's not like he's one-dimensional into himself. So.
Would the same apply also to Darryl Tapp?
Yeah, Tapp's got some serious energy to the room, and you know, a veteran being in the league that long, there's a lot of things you can get out of a quick conversation with Tapp.
How much is he in your ear in the meeting rooms, or you know, even when you're not around on the practice field?
I mean, he's a mentor, but he can also bring it too. So it's not like he's there just because, you know, he's a 12-year vet. He's in there because he belongs there. And, yeah, it's a good example.
You seem to light up with him when you mentioned.
Yeah, he's a good man, yeah. He's really a light in our room, so.
Has this just all been a whirlwind for you?
Not necessarily. What do you mean, whirlwind?
Just like your first camp?
I mean, football's football. We have a great locker room, and I, you know, being a rookie, you don't know what to expect, and, here at the Saints, it's been a very, you know, welcoming environment, but it's also a sense of urgency that we need to get this defense right. And like I said, whatever I can do to contribute, I'm going to do.